Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the roots on fire. I'm trying to get everything ready. There's so many stories, I don't know where to begin. I just don't know where to begin. First of all, the biggest story in America. I mean, look, how do you decide the biggest story in America when they're all big? I mean, number one, I guess, is James Comer revealing a list of pseudonyms Joe Biden used as vice president. You know, he's like the mafia. You know, he's like Joey Big Balls. It's hilarious. He's like Vinny Spaghetti. Joe Biden has pseudonyms. He uses fake names as vice president of the United States when talking to his son while his son is extorting world leaders. You can't believe this. It's unimaginable. Nobody in their right mind would believe it. Joe Biden is the Gambino crime family. It's amazing. Joey Big Balls. Joey Spaghetti. Joey Forget About It. It's unbelievable. And then the second big news story, again, we have the most corrupt man in the White House of anyone in history. And every time you find out about the corruption, boom, indict Trump again. It's like, Biden's a criminal. Indict Trump. Biden's a rapist. Indict Trump. Biden was sucking on a young girl's hair. Indict Trump. Biden took money from China. Indict Trump. It's unbelievable. It goes on and on and on. You can't believe this is America. The gaslighting, the lies, the fraud, the propaganda. And then this story, you got to think, has got to be number one. Plea negotiations right now between the government and the 9/11 defendants who killed 3,000 Americans facing the death penalty. And the U.S. calls up the families of the people that died in 9/11 to tell them, get ready, because we're about to drop the death penalty against the biggest bunch of Muslim murdering terrorist scumbags that have ever lived that committed a second Pearl Harbor atrocity on America and killed 3,000 Americans. They're dropping the plea agreement, dropping the death penalty, giving them a plea agreement at the exact same time that they're torturing peaceful protesters from January 6th. You can't believe what's going on in the United States of America. There are photos online on multiple sites of one of the January 6th peaceful protesters being tortured in prison, held in a closet in isolation for months with no clothes. And you go, how could this be happening? We don't treat the worst terrorists like this. The worst murdering terrorists who were bloodthirsty savages who killed 3,000 Americans, all of them innocent Americans, not military, innocent people, women and children. Those people are being treated well while we're taking the peaceful protesters and we're trying to destroy them. January 6th political prisoner Ryan Samsel has been held in prison without trial since January of 2021. During his 2.5 years without trial, he's been moved to 17 different facilities. He's been beaten, abused, tortured, and neglected since his arrest in January 2021. Earlier this week, the Gateway Pundit received exclusive photos from Ryan Sansell's prison cell at FDC Philadelphia. The cell's the size of a closet with a light on 24 hours a day, a thin blue mattress, no sheets or blankets, no clothing, and he was kept there for 5 months straight. The photos are shocking. This is taking place in the United States of America. They're torturing Republicans for the crime of being a Republican, and nobody cares.
Ryan told the Gateway Pundit in a conversation this week, I was kept in a hard cell. And in that particular cell, about 5-6 months, I even told you what was happening, is the judge was actually calling, trying to get in contact with me, because I wasn't in a named cell. They were missing me, and they were saying I wasn't showing up to court. They were saying I wasn't showing up to medical, but they were keeping me in there. It was cold, the light was on, there's no windows, and that followed me from Virginia. When I was in Virginia, it was the exact same conditions. Is there anyone in America who believes any human being in an American prison should be treated like this? Well, I do. I think the 9/11 terrorists should be treated like that. But I don't think that guy should be treated like that, Ryan Samsel. An American patriot protesting a stolen election peacefully is stuck in a closet with the light on 24 hours a day with a hard floor for his bed with no sheets and no pillow and no window. And he's in there 5 months. It's amazing. He's not insane. I just can't believe this is the United States of America. And then I think the third story comes back to one I've been covering nonstop on this show, and I'm really surprised myself I cover it, because Maui and Hawaii in general, all Democrats, everybody's a Democrat in Maui. The whole island is nothing but Democrats. So I shouldn't even give a damn. No, I give very much a damn. They're American citizens. And they're being treated as bad as Ryan Samsel is. And they didn't even go to a protest. What has happened in Maui, the fire, the mysterious circumstances of the fire, and the way they've been treated since the fire is unbelievable. There are reports, by the way, right now, that there could be thousands dead, all burned to death. But the government doesn't want to tell us. Right now they're saying there's 100, I think like 110 dead. And some have said it'll be in the hundreds. But there are some now saying there are thousands of dead bodies, many of whom they'll never even count because they were burned to a crisp. There isn't anything to pick up. They might have found a few teeth on the ground, and that's it. So they won't even accept that as human remains and report it to you. And how did all these people die? You have to know there were liberals in charge who literally didn't activate the sirens to warn people. And there were liberals in charge who decided not to let people have water, to use fire hoses to put out the fire. And it's also reported, again, I wasn't there, but I've seen victims reporting again and again, multiple victims saying that all the streets were roadblocked, all the streets were blocked, and the police were forcing you to go on one road, and then they held them there, even though in front of them was nothing but open space to drive away and save your life. They held them there till the fire came and enveloped the cars, and they all burned to death. The police were literally forcing people to die, to burn to death in their cars. Is that true? I wasn't there. I can't state it's true. I can state victims are saying it, multiple victims. So there was no water, and the officials made the decision. And there were no sirens, and officials made the decision. There were no police going door to door. There were no helicopters above shouting out, get out now before you die. Massive fire is so close. Get out, get out, get out. And the roads were blocked and they forced you into a road where it was certain death. So it's either something weird's going on, something mysterious, something that no one is understanding here. I can't understand. Did our government murder the people of Maui? Or is this just the most massive incompetence anyone's ever seen? Because I'm on record. I believe in Las Vegas, we've never gotten the real story of the Vegas massacre, and I believe it was massive incompetence. Massive incompetence. No one knew what the hell was going on. The SWAT chief literally had been fired for, I believe it was stealing money, but let me say allegedly for stealing money. I don't even know what the resolution of that case was, but there was no leader in charge of SWAT at the moment we had the October 1st massacre at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. So I heard the SWAT teams were running around aimlessly, not having any idea where to go, where to meet, how to get into Mandalay Bay, what floor the guy was on. And in the meantime, people were getting shot. Boom, boom, boom. People are dying, dying, dying. And the police don't know what to do or where to go. And they're running around like ants with their head cut off. And the incident commander, whose last name is Pelletier, in Vegas of this incompetent effort, is the same guy who is the police chief of Maui for an incompetent effort where nobody went door to door. The police didn't do a damn thing to save lives. And then they stood there and directed traffic and stopped cars while people burned to death. Does any of this make sense to anybody? I don't know. There are those who say that this wasn't even a normal wildfire. There was a wildfire at 6 in the morning threatening Maui, this area of Maui, Lahaina. Is it Lahaina? Lahaina, excuse me, Lahaina. And they put it out and told everybody everything's fine. And all of a sudden, at 3 o'clock, a new fire came up out of nowhere. Out of nowhere, and it was right next to Lahaina, and it burned the place down, and nobody knew it, no one was ready, no one was informed, no knocks on the door, no nothing. Former Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard blasts the Biden-Harris regime's response to the Maui disaster. I have heard many experts and many people on the ground saying that no matter what you think about what happened, which was weird and bizarre, and there's something strange we're not being told, the story now is that there's very little FEMA, there's very little people on the ground, there's nobody there to help anybody. If I could find the article, it's towards the back of what I was printing out, so I'll have it for the next segment. But there's a person who is claiming that they've been to 5 or 6 of the relief headquarters all over Maui, stationed around Lahaina, and he can't find one FEMA, one county, or one state representative in any of them. It's just local volunteers. It's the people of Hawaii helping the people of Hawaii. The government is doing virtually nothing. Does any of this make sense to anyone? And then, of course, the other big stories when you get back are all of the crimes going on, the crime sprees all over the United States and every big city. Just incredible what's going on in Los Angeles. It's every man and woman for themselves. A Mississippi woman visiting California is found dead and wrapped in plastic inside a Los Angeles home. Kirsten Bridigan said regarding Shanna Gardner-Fernandez, everything in my soul and body told me she was behind it, and she found a woman wrapped in plastic while investigating a smell in her son's room. Hi, this is Wayne on the Root for Colgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds in the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of
spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The root is on fire. So go get Capital to sponsor this segment of the show. Then I'm going to get to some more Maui, Hawaii stories you need to hear. Do you know there was a guy in charge of water that just didn't want to release the water? You know, people's lives were at stake. They were going to burn to death. Their houses were all going to be destroyed. The entire Lahaina commercial district is going to be destroyed. And this guy is a woke liberal, and he didn't want to release water. Oh, man, we got a water shortage. You can't release water to save property. And everybody died. That's good, isn't it? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that just sweet? I think that's just so sweet. Wow. What a world we're dealing with. All right, so Go Get Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Then I'll get to the Maui story. First of all, central banks, smartest minds in the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks bought the most gold in history again, up 176% over last year. And then in the first half of this year, which just ended, you know, on June 30th, another record, the most gold ever bought by central banks, 387 tons. And then China bought the most gold of any country in the world in the first half of this year because they know what they're about to do to the United States and the world and Taiwan. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. If World War III starts, you are going to need gold or silver. You're going to need precious metals. The dollar ain't going to be worth you-know-what. Spit. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. SEP IRA 401k retirement account. 100% insured, A-plus rating. With the Better Business Bureau, tell them Wainwright sent you, and Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Goldgate today. Tell them War sent you. Toll free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. Toll free, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Facebook.com. Pro surfer Kai Lenny in Maui says, I haven't seen one state, county, or federal official at any of the donation hubs where people are most suffering. So this guy organized a grassroots volunteer army to provide supplies to survivors of the historic fire that killed over 100 Hawaiians last week. Well, it's not 100. Okay, over 1,000 are missing, and some are saying hundreds will be dead. Some are saying thousands. He told CBS that people in the disaster zone have told him they haven't seen a single government employee. Day after day, we're asking, where are they? Where are they? I haven't seen one state, one county, one federal official at any of the donation hubs where people are most suffering. People are sleeping in their cars. People are asking for specific items. How does anyone explain this? Meanwhile, Maui's emergency operations chief has no background in disaster response and offers an absurd excuse for not putting on the sirens during the wildfire. Maui's emergency operations chief, Herman Andaya, had no conventional background in disaster response, an alarming revelation that has heightened concerns over his decision-making. The devastating fire that ravaged the beautiful island of Maui ignited at 12:22 a.m., a time when residents were tucked in their beds completely unaware of impending disaster. Had those sirens been activated, it's conceivable the residents would have received crucial warning they needed, allowing them time to evacuate and seek safety, but the sirens remained silent. In his press conference that has already become infamous, Chief Andaya defended his choice to send out alerts via mobile devices, radio waves, television, and the county's opt-in resident alert system instead of the sirens. And keep in mind, the electricity was off and the cell phone service was off, so no one got the message. He asserted that sirens are reserved for tsunami warnings, and Hawaiians are trained to seek higher ground when they're sounded, which would have led them towards the flames. Really? The sirens are used primarily for tsunamis, he said. That's the reason why many of them are found. Almost all of them are on the coastline. The public is trained to seek higher ground. And we sounded the siren. We were afraid that people would have gone towards the mountains, and they would have gone into the fire. Like, no one could see the fire, right? I should also note there are no sirens Mauka or on the mountainside where the fire was spreading down. So even if we sounded a siren, we would not have saved those people out there on the mountainside. Folks, I don't know. I've heard excuses all my life about things. Those are excuses. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense why he has no background in disaster and he was in charge. To say that I'm not qualified is incorrect, Adaya said. He's from the Housing Department of Maui. Joe Biden again callously brushes off questions on the deadly Maui fires. He will not answer. He says, no, I'm not going to do it now. I'm going to be there on Monday. And then here's an exclusive. Is the government of Hawaii lying about the missing and dead? Sources on Hawaii say there are at least 1,000 to 2,000 dead on Maui, almost all of them in the Lahaina area. It essentially burned to the ground, and the residents were told to shelter in place, and they burned to death in place. There's a catastrophe beyond imagination, and the response of government, state, local, city, federal, appalling, disgusting, incompetent, something strange, something rancid's going on in Maui.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
News up update. In the headlines, more grim news this hour out of Maui, where additional bodies have been found. As of this hour, 111 people recovered, more than 1,000 people still missing. San Diego prepping for bad weather over the weekend. Hilary churning right now off the coast of Mexico. It is expected to weaken a bit as it heads towards Southern California. New economic data out today.
Weekly jobless claims are down. The Department of Labor says initial requests for unemployment benefits came in at 239,000 for the week ending August 12th, which is a decrease of 11,000 from the previous week. Inflation continues to be high. The Consumer Price Index measures the change in prices paid by U.S. consumers over time. Prices have grown 17% since 2020, with energy prices the most volatile. I'm Lance Pry.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNFood.com. GCNFood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
right, Wayne, on the roof, the roof, the roof, the roof's on fire. The sponsor of this segment of the show, Spike Warrior. I am a man of solutions, as I think all of you know. I love solutions. I've got lots of solutions for President Trump to try and win this thing in 2024 and take this country back and prevent the destruction of the United States of America forever. But the main question I get asked 100 times a day is, what do I do about the COVID vaccine? I know so many people who died. I know so many people who are sick. I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, what do I do? What's the solution? Well, now I've got the answer. Patent pending, no covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. Best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent pending, no covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins from your cells, remove them from your body forever naturally. Forever naturally. Turns your body into a spike protein eating machine. Amazing. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of NoCovidium and get a second bottle free. So two for the price of one. Give one to somebody you love. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. And then I always have to read this disclaimer. These statements are not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And so that's the world we live in. They kill you. They mass murder millions with a poison vaccine, and they literally destroy the lives of millions with lockdowns that don't work and never had a chance to work, that cause more trouble than they ever saved. And they, who knows how many people they made sick with masks, and who knows how many businesses they destroyed. And they destroy the country with open borders, and then they tell you you got to put a disclaimer on everything you do. Oh, boy, what a world we live in. We got our guest here, Josh Manning. Him and I always have great, deep, intellectual conversations. He's deputy managing editor at WesternJournal.com with today's most popular stories at his very popular site, WesternJournal.com. Josh Manning, the one and only, is with us. Josh, welcome to the show.
Wayne, thanks. It's getting stupider and stupider out there, isn't it?
It is, and I got news for you. I something is very wrong with Maui. See, I can't tell you what it is. I'm not one of these people that says, you know, it was a laser weapon from China or the United States mass murdered everyone. I don't know what really happened on Maui. I know one thing. Something weird happened. Nothing makes sense about the way it was handled. And then since the fire and all the deaths, it's the most incompetent response in the history of the United States of America. It makes Bush and Hurricane Katrina look completely competent compared to what's happening in Maui. Very strange.
I'm surprised Ilhan Omar and her ilk haven't come out and blamed a Jewish space laser, honestly. I mean,
they have blamed climate change. They have blamed.
Yeah.
How could a book be out? You and I both know how hard it is to write a book, right? You're as aware of that as I am. I've written 16? I can't even remember now. I think I've written 16 books. And it's impossible to get a book out 2 days after something happens. This was in the middle of it. On August 8th, the fire started. This book was published on August 10th. About the fires in Maui and how climate change is responsible. How is that possible?
It's not.
So what does that mean?
I don't know how to explain it.
That means they pre-planned the fire.
I don't know how to explain it. I mean, when you eliminate the impossible, whatever's left has got to be it. It is. I mean, I guess it's not totally impossible that it was a coincidence, but that is a heck of a coincidence.
Well, no.
Thing with the election fraud stuff, at some point, after enough people say something looks fishy here, we're justified in saying, yeah, that seems fishy. It is very fishy that this happened the way it did, Wayne.
Well, remember, you said, you know, it's always possible. It's always possible that it could come out 2 days after the fire is over. But how could it come out 2 days after the fire started and the fire wasn't even out yet? The fire started on the 8th and the book came out on the 10th of August. How is that possible? I don't see how that's possible unless the fire was pre-planned by liberal Marxist eco-terrorists and they knew they were going to blame climate change and they knew it was going to be bad and they waited a day to make sure it was as bad as they thought. Then they put the book out. I don't know. I don't know what else to say, Josh.
You brought up eco-terrorists, isn't it? Do you remember when eco-terrorists used to, like, spike trees and loggers wouldn't go home to their families because they'd get killed by the traps
right.
that the eco-terrorists set? And the feds could hardly deal with that. But nowadays, and I know I'm kind of on a tangent, but nowadays, who do they go after? Well, they go after Christian parents who, you know, don't want their kids taught about sodomy in school. It's just interesting that the eco-terrorists are out and about, but you know, normal parents, they're the ones persecuted by the feds. I don't know about Maui. The thing I took away from this, Wayne, it's a little bit different than the thing you were talking about. This is clearly not a climate change thing. It's a case of a fire combining with a hurricane. Fires don't necessarily arise because of climate change. I don't know of any data that supports that. There's plenty of data to show that we really don't know what's happening with hurricanes. We've only really been looking at them since about the 1960s. And when wind and fire combine, bad things happen. That's what this is, unless it's an inside job like you're suggesting. But of course, the narrative is that this is global warming, climate change. Oh my gosh, we're all going to die from this.
It's all very strange. It's all
Wayne, give the Biden administration credit. Give them credit, Wayne. They're sending each person who suffered from this disaster and lost a home, they're sending them $700, Wayne.
Right, while they give Ukraine billions and billions of dollars.
That's life-changing. Yeah, billions, exactly, billions and billions of dollars.
And billions and billions to illegal aliens, and now evidently Biden wants to give billions and billions to Brazil to save the rainforest. Anything except East Palestine, Ohio, and now Maui, Hawaii. And isn't that strange?
That's what my wife and I were talking about that a couple nights ago, and she was talking about how they don't want Biden going to Hawaii. And I said, you know, he did the same thing. He wouldn't go to Hawaii, and he wouldn't go to East Palestine. This is the least empathetic. Remember, Trump was supposed to be dead inside. Trump was supposed to be horrible. Trump was supposed to be an empty shell and soulless. Biden was supposed to be the responsible one, the adult, the compassionate one, the one with empathy, the one who felt your pain. He was supposed to be like Bill Clinton was. I feel your pain. This guy doesn't lift a finger for these people. He didn't want to go to East Palestine. He finally dispatched Pete Buttigieg there, who was disastrous. He has not wanted to go to Hawaii. And when he did decide to do something, yeah, he gave him $700 while he was giving the Ukrainians billions. And while he was letting trillions and trillions of our dollars accumulate in the San Francisco Bay Area with big tech. It is such a joke, this idea that Democrats are on the side of working people. They are right. not. They are screwing working people over left and right every chance they get. And the good news is working people are waking up to it. I mean, we saw what happened in the Rust Belt in 2016. I think people do understand now that the Democrat Party is the party of the elites, the party of controlling you, the party of forcing you to take a vaccine, the party of killing you if you were vulnerable. And
how about killing babies? Even killing babies after birth.
Mutilating children, the party of not letting children who were mutilated turn around and sue the companies that mutilated them.
How about the party of letting women be raped 50 times while they walk up through Mexico to get to America through the open border?
These are not good people. They used to say, oh, they're good people on both sides.
No, they're not.
And at least at the political
level, leadership.
That's not true.
Not true. And by the way, we left one out. Unless you said it and that went right by me, the Democrats are the party of calling parents, PTA parents, terrorists, and calling Catholics who go to church domestic terrorists. Yeah. I mean, this is amazing. Now, the thing that's beyond amazing, beyond the pale, beyond unimaginable to me, is that now they have caught Biden with fake names. Okay? Did you ever think the president would be Joey Bag of Donuts? They were using fake pseudonyms when they contacted Hunter through Joe. And Joe didn't want people to know it was Vice President Biden. So he's, Joey Bag of Donuts, Joey Kill the Opposition, that type of thing. He's like the Gambino crime family. Joey leaves them all dead. Joey, the godfather of the Biden crime family. Yeah, Joey Clemenza. Take the gun, leave the cannoli. No, take the cannoli, leave the gun. That's what it was. Take the cannoli, leave the gun. Big Joe Biden, take the cannoli, leave the gun. So it's really strange, but I mean, we have him, and yet every time we have him, everybody looks the other way like Sergeant Schultz and goes, I didn't see anything, I didn't hear anything, what are you talking about? And then they indict Trump.
Robert Peters, Robin Ware, JRB Ware. And do you remember, I just ran across this today and I had forgotten it. Do you remember about the Pedo Peters thing?
What is that?
It was rumored. I just barely ran across this for a second earlier today, so folks who are listening, don't take this as gospel. It was rumored that Hunter had referred to his dad as Pedo Peters.
Which is a pedophile, in other words.
And then you've got the name Robert Peters as one of the one of the pseudonyms. Maybe it's nothing. It just hit me today as I was looking back through old stuff. But yeah, I mean they did an examination of Trump that was there are very vulgar ways to describe how they examined Trump, and they found nothing. What they found was him, you know, trying to arm the Ukrainians. What they found was him wanting to deal with corruption in Ukraine. What they found was that they had lied about Russia. And they did all of that to him, and you're right. All of this massive treasure trove of information about Biden corruption comes out.
Biden killed 300 people, and Trump goes, well, who did he kill? That's it, you're indicted! It's the most incredible. You're under indictment! You asked about the murders! You just can't believe this. Joey Bag of Donuts, Joey Long Arms, that's what we'll call him. Joey Long Arms, his arm was always out all the way to Ukraine asking for money. Unbelievable. We'll be right back. More with Josh Manning, Deputy Managing Editor at WesternJournal.com, with today's most popular stories at the very busy, high-traffic website, one of the busiest conservative websites in the country, WesternJournal.com. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, RootForAmerica.com, and you can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the great Mike Lindell and MyPillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off, some products 80% off. But you must use the promo code ROOFS, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT.
Raw and unfiltered.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
All right, Wayne on the Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Nice of you to tell me I'm on, Chris. How would I have known I was on
right,
when no one told me I'm on? Yeah, I'm
right,
ready.
Wayne,
exactly.
Here,
I'm on.
Let's just start over here. Wayne, go ahead.
Yes, I'm on. Thank you.
We're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you. There we go. Thank you for restarting. So this is the big one, folks. We're having the big event. I've talked about it for so long. It's next Friday and Saturday. Wow, it's here. The Reawaken America Tour in Las Vegas for the first time ever. That's like Elvis for the first time ever. Liberace, Siegfried and Roy, you know? Madonna coming to Vegas for the first time in history 25 years ago. You know, whenever you get here, Vegas is bigger than life. You got to do it big. So there will be thousands and thousands of people. Somewhere between 5 and 10,000 people will be at this event in a newly constructed air-conditioned amphitheater that Clay Clark spent literally $700,000 to build. And we've got 70 of the greatest conservative speakers in America, including Wayne Root, both days, Roseanne Barr, General Flynn, Alex Jones, Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Larry Trump, Charlie Kirk, Roger Stone, Dr. Peter McCullough, comedian Jim Brewer, Mike Lindell, all of them on stage, and I'll be on the main stage both nights, and I will be doing book signings both days. Get your tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. Timetofreeamerica.com. And make sure you use the promo code WAR to get the best price on tickets and a chance to win backstage passes. Promo code WAR. I think there are like 20 tickets left in the whole world. That's it. So grab the last 20 tickets. Timetofreeamerica.com. Promo code WAR. All right, thousands of people coming. It's going to be a great day, great 2 days, Friday and Saturday of next week. I'm glad the hurricane is not hitting then, but this Sunday we're supposed to get a lot of rain, and the high for the day in Vegas on Sunday will be 74. I've never seen that in August in my entire life. It's amazing. Global cooling has arrived. All right, we've got Josh Manning with us, Deputy Managing Editor at WesternJournal.com, with today's most popular stories. And let's talk about him. Josh, you there?
I'm here.
All right. Biden's campaign manager cancels MSNBC interview after Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed a special counsel to investigate his son Hunter's foreign business deals. I didn't even know that. So Biden was supposed to be on MSNBC, or was Biden's campaign manager that was supposed to be on MSNBC? I assume the campaign manager, right?
The campaign manager, right.
And he canceled.
Got it. So we're talking about MSNBC. I mean, if there is a station, if there's a network that lobs softballs at Democrats, it's these guys. If there's a group of so-called journalists who will lick the administration's feet, it's these guys. So they knew, the Biden administration knew, they were going to get perfectly fine treatment there. But it is so bad. What has come out about Hunter is so bad that they pulled out of the interview. They pulled out of the interview. It also coincided with the New York Times reporting on findings from the committee. So they knew that they were going to get hit very hard. I mean, you've got the House Oversight Committee saying they've got records that show Biden and his people received up to $20 million in payments from foreign entities. Now, if you've been watching the news, the number's up to maybe $50 million. What's going to be interesting is if it goes higher than that. I think there are plenty of people who think it will go higher than that. And for the president's campaign secretary, campaign manager, pardon me, to wave off an interview means they don't know what to do with this, Wayne. They don't know what to do with it. They don't know how to get rid of it.
Well, because it's real and there's nothing you could say.
It's real.
It's not like they can debate it. It happens. So,
hey, remember, Wayne, how when all of the lies about Trump were being circulated in the media, how Trump would always show up, always do interviews. Trump surrogates would go out and do interviews. They were not afraid to speak out. Well, they weren't afraid to speak out because they knew it was all lies. The reason Biden campaign officials are pulling back is because they know this is true and they don't know what to do with it.
It's a sad state of affairs in
damned
the United States.
Damned if you do,
America.
Damned if you don't. If they deny it, they know they're going to show up as they're going to be shown as liars when all of the information comes out, so best to just avoid the spotlight. It's the same way that he ran, too, by the way. He just hid in a basement, didn't talk to the American people, and somehow won.
Hey,
clearly
I always,
the same approach.
I always like it when we have topics on the list that I don't know about and I can get my education from you. It says, sick new detail emerges about what Biden said to Gold Star families after Afghanistan. Please educate me.
Yeah, so we didn't know about this until recently. Shanna Chappell, she was a Gold Star mom. Her son was killed in the evacuation of Afghanistan. She's now come forward and said that when Biden greeted them at the airport when they were receiving the remains, she said, I'm just going to quote what she said. When he, talking about Biden, when he approached me, his words to me were, my wife, Jill, and I know how you feel. We lost our son as well and brought him home in a flag-draped coffin. My heart started beating faster and I started shaking, knowing their son died from cancer.
Right.
They were able to be by his side.
Right. Total lie.
It's not the same way.
He's in battle. It's just a lie. He's a liar. But, you know, he's got dementia, so he's just making things up. Very scary stuff, and he's running the country. Well, we know he's not. Obama's running the country from his Washington, D.C. mansion. It's not Biden. Biden is a figurehead with dementia and diapers and masks, who doesn't know what he's doing, who doesn't know who Jill is, at times doesn't even know he's president of the United States, never knows where he is. Very, very scary state of affairs in the United States of America. All right. That was Josh Manning. Great to have him with us. And we will be right back. Josh Manning, of course, WesternJournal.com. Right back on Lindell TV. See you in a sec.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.